Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Howdy again.
And we are having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Susan Lindner, who is a licensed clinical psychologist, but what we're talking about is the life coach part of it.
That's right.
Two things before we go further. Susan takes many insurances, very specifically Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And what a phone number if somebody wants to call you.
They can call the service 516-627-0234.
0234.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I have a website, but it's actually under maintenance for the next 2 months. But you can look out for it. It's www.keepinglifereal.com.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
At the break, we were just talking briefly in reference to the many benefits as quickly as we could, but that coaching can help the person who needs something short term.
Yep.
A friend. Sometimes you just need some shoulder to cry on for a few days, and guess what? It moves on, and you put it where it's supposed to be. But it can also be, which I think is the more significant thing, the entree into realizing you need more serious help, and either stay with Susan on a greater detail, or you at that point might turn around and say you need somebody else.
That's exactly right. I mean, it gives the patient, the client. If you prefer that word, it gives them an opportunity to say, okay, let me look at what's going on short term. What's the short term problem, the immediate problem? And then it gives them an opportunity to say, if they want to do some more work and they want to look at themselves a little bit differently, look at their circumstances and maybe some alternative ways of dealing with difficult issues that they may not have considered before, then that can be incorporated into a little bit longer term treatment. But the truth of the matter is, I always go off the premise that when my client walks in the door, they are fine, and they have been fine without me. They will be fine when they leave. And just coming here is almost just like really to see what do they want to do. Asking them from their shoes, their perspective, their framework, you tell me what's not working for you.
Yeah.
Help me understand what's going on for you so I can understand how I can help you best with the tools and resources that I have.
Yeah, what works for you?
That's exactly right. It's a collaborative approach. It's never like the doctor telling the patient this is what you should do. There are times that I can provide guidelines or resources for support and say, well, the research will tell us ABC, and you may want to look into this, or I could get you an article or do a little web search on your own.
Hmm.
But it's really about building capacity and really building upon already all of my clients come in with competency and a sense of capacity and just helping them to tweak a few of the things that aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not focusing on what the bad, just focusing on how to make it better.
Good point.
Right. You see that so much today. And actually recently I've been reading a lot about stoicism.
Yes.
If I'm saying it right.
That's
You got to focus, Marcus Aurelius, you got to focus on you have, not what you don't have. Because
that's right.
If you don't have it, you don't have it.
That's
but you
right.
have to be thankful we're all here in this room right now and breathing and alive.
That's right.
Versus saying, oh, I wish I had a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
That's and when people start to think that way, I mean, it's mm-hmm. tough.
Yes,
there's
is.
No question about it. But, you know, the mindset actually... You did say something a minute ago, client and patient. What are they called? I mean, somebody who's, you're life coaching that person.
Right. A life coaching, if they're coming under the life coaching, we usually call them a client.
Okay.
There are people that specifically come in because they are dealing, they're depressed, and they want to see a doctor, and they want to be the patient.
That's part of it.
Okay, so yeah, then that's the role you have to take for them.
And that's the terminology that I learned to adopt according to what's at the comfort level for the person coming in. But, you know, I have to go back, John, one thing that you said really when we started the program
yeah.
is you made a great point. Sometimes, really, patients don't know what questions to ask. Like, they may know something's not working. They may know that they're not feeling well. They may know that they keep on getting into the same argument with the same people all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Or that you know, they're just feeling more isolated, or they're noticing that they're more isolated, or their appetite's changed, or they're sleeping differently, or that they are waking up in the middle of the night and they can't go back to sleep, or that all of a sudden they're just feeling just like not themselves. They're agitated more often. And this is when, you know, this is when we can say, okay, maybe there's something going on here, and maybe this is what you want to look at. But often, if you really haven't had really a lot of experience working with a life coach and or a mental health therapist, you may not know what questions to ask.
Right,
so often somebody will call and say, well, I'm feeling this, but, you know, they don't know to say, do you think I need help? Because they don't really want the help. Everyone's a little sensitive about getting help. So I'll always say to them, sounds to me like you could use someone to talk to.
Right, okay.
Sounds to me like there might be a few things here that maybe we could help in terms of figuring out, so you feel a little bit better. And you can come in, you could do some short-term treatment. I always tell my patients that call in the beginning, listen, you come in and we'll work together for 3 to 5 sessions and let's see if it's a good fit. And if I'm not a good fit for you, because I am a reality-based, solution-focused psychologist, so I do like to get to the heart of the matter. So I'll say, if I'm not a good fit for you, you know what? Then you'll let me know, you'll tell me, and I'll help you find somebody else. You know? Because it's all about you. When you come to my office and you're sitting in my chair, it's how can I serve you, and how can I help you feel better? And I get a lot out of the work. So it's really a pleasure for me to do this.
Yeah, I think it is. We're going to help you live in the world that is, not as you want it to be.
Well, isn't that is a lovely way of saying that. Say that again.
Live in the world as it is, not as you want it to be.
Bingo.
Very true.
That's my personal philosophy.
That is reality testing, and that's what I do a lot of. Listen, do I wish that... You know, somebody will come in and say, do I wish that, you know, my father would use his walker, but he refuses because he tells me it makes him look too old? Yes, I wish he would. We've educated him. We've given him the resources. But if he's not going to do it, the reality
is...
That's his world. Right. That's exactly right. And then learning to really adopt your own sense of patience and tolerance, so it doesn't get you down and anxious and worried all the time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, I've been giving him the education. I've empowered him. We've given him some aids and some supports. I've had it all the time. I said to my patient the other day, 87 years old, please help me understand why you're not using the walker. She goes, doctor, it makes me look too old. Okay, so what are you going to do? But then... For my patient's daughter, who gets very frustrated when I work with her, my goal is to help her say, okay, listen, I understand you're concerned. We know you're a little anxious, understandably so, but we have to, we empower the patient.
That's her world, is that her mother won't use a walker.
That's the reality. That's the reality. Do we like it? No. Do we agree with it? No.
We live with it.
But we learn to live with it. And then when you learn to live with it, how do you learn to live with it? So you don't have your own sense of your own anxieties are exacerbated. Yeah. You don't have ruminations with your head spinning thoughts over and over. You're not getting up in the middle of the night because you're worried and it's not bringing you down. That often is the problem. Mm. You know, whenever there is a patient, there's usually a secondary patient, and that's the caretaker or the spouse or the loved one that, because they care, is experiencing something also.
Yeah, yeah.
So it almost becomes like a family affair.
Yes. Just listening to this back and forth, it's so true. You're right.
You know, it really does.
Yeah. That one had this reality based. I was going to ask exactly what that meant, but you just explained it.
That is reality based.
Yeah, with David's questions going back and forth, it really, and that's...
It's a great question, David. It's really, really great question.
That's why
on my website it says solution-focused reality-based treatment. And solution-focused is relatively short.
Right.
Which is related to the life coaching then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really, I'm going to give out your number again, which it's a 516 number. 627-0234. Mm-hmm. And we've had, and again, we don't endorse anybody. We, you know, that's a, but we've had a lot of different people on the show. We've had mental health people, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Your approach is amazing. It really is. I'm just so impressed because it's a comfort level I think a person needs before they walk in a door.
That's
and you make every, you know, it's comfortable. This is having a conversation with Susan versus doctor. I don't mean it the way it sounds.
Yes.
It's, you know, and you're coming across as if the person doesn't need it, or I don't mean above your head. It's not within what you want to focus on.
Within
you're
my specialty.
On, within your specialty. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not here because I'm crazy. Well, because
well, you might
psychotic.
Be, David. It's different.
Well, that's true.
We're not talking about you right now.
David, that's fantastic, though. I love that. I'm not. You're not crazy. You know, it's very interesting, but it's very hard for people to understand that when you ask for help, it's not a weakness. It's a strength.
Yes, of course.
Because when people say to me, "I need help, Dr. Susan, can you help me?" That to me shows significant strength because they have the capacity to say, there's something about me that I need to look at so I can make things better. It's the other population that says, I don't want to see a mental health professional. I don't need it, or I'm not crazy.
Yeah. Right? There's nothing wrong with me.
Nothing wrong with
it's
me.
You.
There's
right.
nothing wrong with me. And the truth is, there's nothing wrong with any of us. But we all could use a little support once in a while. So come in and do some life coaching, or come in and, let's do some therapy, however you want to call it. I'm on your page because I'm there to support you. Right? That's what it's all about.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you ended it so nice, and we're actually out of time already. This flew.
This flew so quick.
Unbelievable. I want to thank Susan so much. Again, your number is 516-627-0234.
Thank you.
We'll definitely have you on again in the future.
Oh,
there's no question
John.
About it.
Thanks so
and,
much.
Dr. Linda will be our official psychologist of the show.
Oh, I will. That would be fantastic.
That would be cool. We could eventually actually call in during the show. It's like, hold on. We got Dr. Phil. We got to get Dr. Susan on the phone here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We're right back.